on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 8th. I'm your host, Trent Armstrong, and with me today, I have a great guest, somebody who you will definitely be able to hear now. It's Aman. How you doing, Aman?
I'm great. I'm, these past couple of days on the feed have been so slow, but I guess that's to be expected when there's only six people left, but I'm good.
Yeah, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 64 in the house. And this really like we're good. there's not much that went down yesterday. I think that, we can move through the day and make this a quickie here.
Yeah, that's for sure. I feel like I'm typically always on Wednesdays, and the house activity is usually always down on Wednesdays. And now we're here on Thursday, where you would think that maybe with a player like Tyler, things would be a little bit more interesting. But alas, here we are with very little to talk about other than scenarios.
Can we get you to move closer to the microphone, Aman? Telling me that you're a little quiet.
Eat the microphone. Does that sound better?
Is that better, audience?
I'm sorry, guys. I was supposed to be on the update yesterday, but then my laptop shut down, and so I'm now using my roommate's laptop, so I don't know if the settings are the same. So if I sound a little wonky, I apologize.
All right. They're saying it's better. They're saying it's better. Okay. All right.
I'll just continue to...
Okay, so really, again, not too much that went down yesterday. Tyler and Cody talked about Tyler trying to keep Cody. Cody trying to keep Tyler. Tyler trying to get Cody to keep him. And trying to convince Cody to convince Nicole to keep him. It's all the same stuff at this point. Cody talked to Enzo. They talked about Memphis and how Memphis is telling Cody that he wants to get rid of Christmas, and he's telling telling Enzo that he wants to get rid of Nicole. And they talk about going after Memphis next week. This is really starting to come around, really starting to solidify. Like, let's really consider taking that shot next week if we have it.
Yeah, it's such a shame that this is happening, because Memphis is really going to have. I mean, I feel like Memphis has to have an inkling of what's going on, but it's sort of just another reminder that it might serve Memphis better to keep Tyler in the house, because do you really want... I feel like Tyler's probably the better comp winner and is more willing to actually make moves that benefit him over someone else. Memphis would definitely want him on his side. I mean, Christmas isn't bad either. But I just wonder, in some of these end game competitions, who is going to have the leg up on someone else. So, yeah, it's not really looking too great for Memphis here. But the very fact that they're even going after him would suggest that Christmas is a bit of a non-factor in their eyes. But, I mean, she's not completely down in and out either. So it really is, you know, you have to weigh your odds with every person staying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Nicole talks to Enzo about she's having second thoughts. She's thinking it through about this vote. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Memphis is and Christmas, they're so close. They're just so close. And there's no way that he'll go after her. If they believe that Memphis is not going to put if they believe that Memphis is going to put Christmas on the block, they're crazy. It's not going to happen. And if that's the case, then like maybe we should keep Tyler because Tyler will go after Memphis and Memphis will go after Tyler. And Enzo's like, yeah, yo, but if Tyler teams up with Memphis, yo, that's even worse, yo. And she's like, yeah, but will he really do that? It's like, he'll do anything, yo. So they go, all right, we got to talk to Cody later.
Yeah, I mean, that's the correct read. Like, Tyler will do anything. He is the one that has the most to gain from either side. So, I have to agree with Enzo here. Memphis and Christmas teaming up is probably a definite, but would you rather have Christmas coming after you? Would you rather have Tyler coming after you? And I feel like when you put it that way, it's like, ooh, yeah, I don't know. I've seen his season before. He's a bit of a tough cookie, so I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like all three of Cody, Enzo, and Nicole have come to the realization that maybe it's better to keep Tyler. The problem is they've all come to that realization at different times. And so, like, Cody had the thought before he talked to Enzo and Nicole, and they were like, nah. Then Enzo had the thought, and he talked to Cody and Nicole, and they were like, nah. Then Nicole had the thought, and she talked to Enzo and Cody, and they were like, nah.
Mm-hmm. They all go through it at different times and get talked down at different times. If they had all come together at the same time, then maybe it'd be a different story. But, yeah, it's just not... I mean, you would think... I mean, they had nothing to do but talk in that house. Now, like, you could go up to the HOH room and clearly talk uninterrupted, but they're not doing that. But I mean, Cody was saying it yesterday, and even Enzo was like, I'm so tired of talking about this. I can't keep talking about it over and over and over and over again. So I get it. It's like, it's a bit mind numbing when you really, really think about it.
Yeah. Well, Enzo is after last night being like, I don't know what to do, yo. Today he is fully on board, fully like trying to convince Nicole away from this decision. Then he goes up to Cody before Nicole has a chance to talk to him, and he runs through scenarios with him, and he's like, he's the better player, yo, we gotta get him out, yo, that's it. He'll say anything, he'll team up with Memphis. He says, Nicole, she's freaking out, I had to talk her down about this, yo, we gotta get rid of Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, do you really want to be competing against him in the end? It's like, okay, if you send Tyler home now and you've got, I mean, Cody can't play in the HOH, but you got Nicole, you got Enzo, and they believe that Memphis might put Christmas up if you win. So that's like at least 2.5 people on your side going into the HOH. Whereas if you keep Tyler in the house, there's a lot of talking that you're going to have to do. And Enzo also has a personal stake in this because, like we saw on the edit, he's the reason that Tyler and Christmas are on the block this week. So after screwing Tyler over, does he really believe that he's going to be able to keep Tyler on his good side after he's the reason that he's on the block in the first place? So it's kind of hard. Like you expended some of your capital to make this happen and to burn Tyler, and now you want to bring him back into the fold at the end of the game. It's just like a tall order for Enzo to complete here.
So Nicole joins Cody and Enzo. They talk through the decision again, and they reaffirm again they will be voting out Tyler. The plan is for Nicole to be the one to tell Tyler on Thursday, now today, before the vote, that hey, she's not voting for him. And then Enzo will be like, yeah, that's it, we don't have the votes, yo. That's the plan for today for them.
That's just stupid to me. Just tell him. Tyler's not dumb. The minute he lost the HOH, he was like, or the minute he knew he couldn't compete in HOH, he was like, I'm going up. Like, he knows. He's not stupid. He's not one of these players that has to be placated. He's not one of these people. Like, he's been on the opposite end of this all of the B20, okay? So he knows the calling cards, he knows the signs, he knows when he's being, you know, when people are feeding him BS. So just tell him. I feel like Tyler will be a lot more understanding if you're just like, look, we're sending you out of here. Like, you don't have to, like, do this process of, like, have Nicole say it first because she has the most reason to not want him in the house. And then Enzo will come forward because and everybody loves Enzo. And then Cody will be like, gee, Doc, that's just how the cookie crumbles. Come on, just tell him. Just tell him.
Well, the reason for that particular strategy is that they're trying to prevent Tyler from blowing up, especially Enzo's game. That, like, if they like the less Tyler says to Memphis, to convince Memphis to go after the three of them, the better, because there's a chance that Memphis might put Christmas on the block. And anything that Tyler says, knowing that he's not going to get Enzo's vote, if he knows that Enzo has turned on him, then maybe he's able to say some things to flip Memphis on his way out the door, and that would not be good for them. So that's the reason for the plan. But yeah, I mean, Tyler does realize that he's leaving anyway, and as we'll soon find out, he has plans for the day as well. Anyway. And who knows what they are. Cody talks about with Nicole and Enzo that he's a goner if one of them doesn't win, that they need to win. They better win. He sees Nicole. No throw in the HOA. Oh, they're going to go after Cody instead of me. No, I see you doing that. Like, oh, Cody's my shield. Like, you got to win. You got to protect me. She's like, don't even say that, Cody. And
you know it's on her mind. You know it's on her mind. You know that she's thinking, I mean, Cody is a really, really good player. I mean, can I actually beat him if I make it to the final two? So I think this is very apt from Cody. Obviously, he's presenting it in a joking manner, but I have to believe that there's also a bit of apprehension there as well. And now that it is out in the open, and now that this is something that this is a consequence that they can foresee, I want it to happen. I want it to happen. I want Christmas to win HOH. I want him to put up Cody and Nicole, and I want the both of them on that block. Damn, we should have got rid of Tyler, or we should have got rid of Christmas. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. I just want it to happen.
Well,
Cody has had very little opposition here, folks. Very little opposition, and rightfully so, because he's been in control of a lot of what's been going on in the house. But it would be nice to just see that one in the time where you need it most. Just get that little bit of squirm. Because ultimately, Cody can... just a smidgen of squirm. Because ultimately, Cody can probably pull himself off the block. So in the end of, you know, at the end of it all, it probably won't have that much of an effect, but still, it'd be nice to see.
You just want that little bit, like
just that little bit of just a little inchworm of squirm.
Yeah.
Just a dash of squirm.
Tyler talks to Enzo, and he tells Enzo he's got a plan. He has a plan for tomorrow, which is now today. He's gonna pull some crazy stuff. He's gonna make some things happen, and we'll see.
Tyler, I mean, look, if he's able to pull it off, I got this waiting for you. I got it waiting for you, but I don't see it happening. I think this is a last minute Hail Mary dish attempt that everyone can usually see through. Most of them have been talking about how they can see the desperation in his eyes anyway. I'm like, why don't you just go back to what you usually do, Tyler? I know you've kind of been playing the wounded bird role for more of this season than you had been in BB20, but it works. You know what I mean? Everybody has that thing for them that works. The Cole's is to whine and to convince people that she needs to be saved. That works for her. It works. Tyler, what works for you is this, I don't know, man, like, I really tried to take a shot, and now I'm really sorry it didn't work out. I think that was really stupid of me. Like, I let Christmas get in my head, and I don't know, like, I feel like I have nobody in this game, and it's been really hard, and, like, we can make it to the end. Like, I totally want to make it to the end with you. I wouldn't vote you out. Like, just give me one more shot. Like, that's worked before, okay? That's worked before. And he's just not doing that. It seems like he's like, there's like 50% of him that's like, my goose is cooked. There's not really much that I can do. And then the other 50% is that Tyler that we know that can turn it up. And those two bits are at war with one another, and they've been at war with one another for the entire game. It's just been like, he's, it's disappointing, because no, Tyler has not been the most satisfying player to watch this season, especially as one of my favorite players to ever play. I've been very disappointed in him, but at the same time, I don't want to see him go out like this on some really, really weird attempt to make people think that there's some kind of twist at Final Six. This is not Survivor. This isn't, there's no last minute idols. There's none of that. Like, you're either in or you're out. And I feel like your time is better served by making that emotional appeal that you talked about on the update a couple of days ago to these house guests, because yeah, maybe they still don't buy it, but I feel like that is so much more moving than this, because they're just going to want to vote you out anyway to not have some kind of power perturb the house. It's just, I don't know, Tyler, man. I'm glad that he's still playing at least, you know, because he could just play dead. And that could be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he's doing something.
Yeah,
I'm hoping
not the right something.
I'm hoping something happens. You know, I think waiting until the speech.
I just don't want to see him go, and then we come back on the Monday episode, and they show his Hail Mary, and it's like, oh, it was inconsequential. I just don't want to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the problem is that he still trusts Enzo too much, and so he's probably not going to throw Enzo under the bus. So what is this going to be? It's going to be like, hey, Cody and Nicole have a final two, or like, I don't know, like I think... Best case scenario is that he flips Memphis into not going after Christmas for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's best case scenario. I Tyler staying would be very, very difficult to manage, I think, but we'll see. I mean, again, he's pulled off things before, but that was in Big Brother 20. So he does tell Enzo again, if I go, you can't sit in the end with Cody. He will beat you. You can't beat him. Look, Enzo, you have to understand, you were not part of the committee. The committee has won every single HOH except for yours. Every single one. All of them. You can't beat Cody. You know, Cody, an instrumental part of that committee. He's won so many things. He's gonna beat you. And so it's like, yeah. He beats everyone. I get it. Yeah.
Do you get it? And then is it sinking in? Because it's hard to tell with him, because he tells everybody exactly what they want to hear. So do you get it? Enzo? Really? I don't know.
He tells Enzo you're going to have a tough time beating Nicole too. You should really be in the end with Memphis for Christmas, but I wouldn't vote for Nicole unless she made a big move in the end. Like maybe she cuts Cody. And Enzo, like the jury likes you, but you're also going to need to make a big move, like cutting Cody. If you want to win this game. And I think probably what Enzo is hearing is, I'll make a big move, yo. I'm going to cut Memphis. That's my big move, yo. He doesn't say that to Tyler, but that's what I think he's thinking.
All right. I mean...
And yes, he says yo in his head as well.
Whatever floats your boat, Enzo. If that's really what you want to do, if that's... I mean, taking out Memphis isn't the worst moves, but I don't know if it's the game winning move, because Cody is still sitting there. So, I mean, you can preach this whole you were loyal to each other to the end. That thing doesn't appeal to people. I don't know why people always they try and bring their allies with them or their ride or dies with them and think that that's going to be an attractive thing for the jury. They don't care about that. They are out of the house at the hands of the two of you, and the person that is the more well-rounded player is going to get the money at the end. So you can be as loyal as you want to. You can say that cutting Memphis was a big move. No, it's not, because it's overshadowed by your loyalty to Cody. You're not cutting him because it's Memphis. You're cutting him because it's not Cody. And they're going to know that. They're going to know that. Didn't you just see what Cody did in BB16? Did you not see that? And what happened in the end? That's why Cody's on All Stars now, because he has to make up for that mistake, and you're about to do it.
I mean, just, that's true. But then look at Big Brother 19. Look at Big Brother 20. Like both of those cases where there the loyal soldier player stayed true to, like, they just did everything for the group and for one player, and then they won because of it.
Big Brother 19 is such an outlier, though. I can get the argument for BB 20, but BB 19 was just a whirlwind of effery. Okay, like that whole season, just Cody won AFP. Okay, like this, it's an outlier. I understand the BB 20 argument, but still, like, if you really look at the vote, Enzo, who do you think that you have over him? Like, who do you think is going to be the people that are so team you? Because I'm having a hard time.
Devon, David. All three of them have talked to Enzo about being mad at Cody. He thinks he has them. He thinks they're going to be bitter, just like they were. But so people were bitter against Tyler and BB 20.
I mean, but does he really think that? That is.
Oh, I think he for sure thinks it.
Because Kevin was very, very temperamental with Cody this entire time. But I also know that Kevin is a big fan of the game. And I don't necessarily know if he's going to want everybody thinking for his All-Stars legacy that he voted bitter. I'm not entirely sold on the fact that Kevin is not going to vote for Cody. Devon, she wanted Cody out. She wanted Cody out of that house. She tried to get him out, and then it didn't work. It didn't work. And if he's sitting in the final two, she's probably going to feel more inclined to vote for him. But that's exactly what she did for Nicole. She wanted Nicole's ass out of there, and she could not get her out. And then she voted for Nicole in the end. So David, I have no idea. David is, we'll see what happens with David. But Nicole's not going to vote for you, Enzo. She's not. She's going to vote for Cody. I don't know what Danny's going to do. I'm more inclined to believe that she'll probably vote for Cody, though. Because even when she got evicted and Julie was trying to, she was about to rag on Christmas. And then Julie was like, well, just, you know, they're in there talking about how much of a legend you are. Okay, like she's easily turned. Why take all these chances? Like, these are all chances that you don't have to take when you could just get them out of there. But
yeah,
I just want to see everybody play within their best interest, because that's when the game can get interesting. But
well, I've talked about this. I think that bitter juries, threats of bitter juries, encourage loyal stick to the mastermind gameplay, because you can win, you can beat them in the end. Whereas in Survivor, people really, like, you really encourage people to make big moves, create your own resume, and you reward people that betray the person running the game. But in Big Brother, we tend to reward the person for being loyal. And we see that a lot in the last few seasons. Even Jackson, who won last season, was like, who is like the first kind of like, you know, okay, they gave it to the quote unquote better player. He still was super loyal to Holly. He just beat Holly. And even Derek was super loyal to Cody, even though he beats Cody. You know, it's like, many of the winners of the past, you know, 6 years or so were very, very loyal players who then won the game. And so it kind of encourages this idea that, like, just be loyal and then you have a good chance. It's anyone's game in the end. You don't need just because you don't need to cut Derek. Josh didn't cut the Derek. Josh took the Derek and he beat the Derek. Casey didn't plan on cutting. Casey didn't cut the Tyler. She beat the Tyler. And yes, the amazing Steve Moses is the wonderful counterexample. Unfortunately, everybody discredits his win. And so nobody really looks at Steve as an example of how you should play. But you should, because he was great. But I really do feel like this is a mentality in Big Brother right now that you just stay loyal. You stay loyal. Don't cut your person, because then you could cut your person and still lose. And now you've cut the person and you've lost. And that's the worst of both worlds. And you can keep Cody and you can still beat him.
But there's so many, those votes were so close, though. They were 5-4.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Amon. I agree. But I think that's the narrative. I think that's the zeitgeist right now.
And like, you know, like, okay, so there's a social aspect of it, right? That the juries usually vote on. And then when you talk about the social aspect, and then the two of them are kind of equal, then you fall back on competition. And at this point, Cody has more competition wins than you. So people are going to think about that. The committee's been talking about comp wins all season long. So of course they're going to want to give it to the person that was more instrumental in the game, even if it was an HOH that resulted in Keisha and Kevin leaving. Now he's going to have an HOH that results in Tyler leaving. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, why take all those chances when you could get rid of that scenario entirely, and then you really have to stand a better shot at winning? Because like, no one's voting for Christmas over you, Enzo. No one is. Maybe Memphis gets a few, maybe, but you get the majority of them. And the fact that you cannot see that, is it because you don't want to hurt Cody's feelings? Like, he's a grown boy. He's 29 years old. Like, I'm sure it'll be crushing for him to make it to the end and not get the win. But who cares? Be cutthroat. Play the game. I want to see it. And that's where I'm at with it.
I agree. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Cody talks to Nicole. She feels bad. She feels like she's afraid she's going to let him down in the HOH. She starts crying. It's like, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Like, don't put so much pressure on yourself. And he keeps trying to comfort her by I could have not won this HOH. Like, this is on me. Like, I decided to win this HOH. You're making it worse because I know you won this for me. And he's like, I'll take the responsibility. He's like, no, you're saying the wrong things, Cody. And he's like, ah. And she leaves. He's like, I feel bad. I want to say the right things. I don't know what to say. I should have said, I don't know. I don't know. He's like, look, I mean, here's the thing. If I lose, I lose. I'll get over it. I got over it last time. I'll get over it again. It's not a big deal. It's just a game. It's whatever. I'm taking a risk. We'll see how it goes. He also talks through some stuff about Memphis. It's like, I don't love that Memphis is trying to play like he is, like, telling me he's going to take out, Christmas, telling Enzo he's going to take out Nicole. He's got this whole wise guys thing, thinks he's getting one over on me. I'm a pretty loyal guy. I really would have clipped, Christmas over Memphis, but if you're going to try to play all sides like that, like I do, at least don't get caught.
This is why I was really wary of this alliance. I was like, I don't know, man. It seems kind of cool and flashy, but there's a lot of negatives that could come from this. And of course, now it's in the event that Memphis doesn't win the HOH next week, he's definitely going to be on the block. And part of that is going to be because of the fact that he's trying to have the wise guys everywhere. So, yeah. So at this point, because I haven't been watching this that closely this week, is Memphis actually going to put Christmas on the block?
As of right now, he has said that he will to Enzo multiple times. So I believe he is inclined to do so, but I don't know if he actually will.
Okay. So my next question would be, if he is inclined to do so, why?
Because she tried to flip the vote on him during the triple. So he feels like she is the least valuable member of Team Wise Guys, that she's hard to manage. She tried to flip the vote against him when he was HOH. And so she's the one that needs to go up as the pawn. He still thinks he has Enzo loyal to him. And why would Enzo take out Christmas when he's got a final three with Christmas?
You are willing to cut her.
He's not going to cut her. He's just going to put her on the block as a pawn.
Okay.
That's the key, that he thinks that Christmas will stay. He doesn't realize that she'll go home. And that's why I feel like he might not do it, because he might realize, hold up, if I put Christmas on the block, they might flip on her. And she's going to be saying, they're gonna flip on me. Please don't put me up. They will flip on me. Okay. They will take me out. If you want Nicole out, you got to put Cody up. And really, you shouldn't want Nicole out. You should want Cody out. Do you see how many wins he has?
I don't understand. Exactly. Like, if you... Why is Arroy doing these, like, little tit-for-tat things? Like, oh, well, you did this, so now you... Does it interest your game? Does it interest your game to watch Christmas potentially leave? If the answer is no, and there are five people left in the house, do not put her on the block. Why is everybody playing this way? I don't understand it. It's so strange to me.
If your game follows a narrative, then it feels more comfortable to the people around you. If you just straight up do what's like completely in your best interest at all times, then people will have to expect the worst from you at all times. But if you have a narrative to go along with your moves, then people can feel safe that you're not just going to randomly go against them unless they do something to you first.
I get that if it were week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7. But it's week 9 and there's 5 people left. So just go ahead and take the shot. Because, I mean, I assume that Memphis wants to sit next to Christmas, right? That's what he wants to do.
Well, as far as we know, he wants to sit next to Enzo. Right?
All right.
But here's the thing. This is an interesting point that you bring up, because it's part of Tyler's problem this week is that Tyler does not follow the narrative. Tyler does not create, or this season at least, has not created a solid narrative of this person has wronged me, therefore this person must go. He's just kind of randomly taken shots, and randomly decided to go against Cody and randomly decided to out the committee. And because of that, Cody and Enzo and Nicole, he could do anything. Like, they're looking at Tyler like, as things stand right now, Christmas is tight with Memphis. Christmas will work with Memphis. That's great. As of right now, Memphis and Tyler will go after each other. That's great. But Tyler doesn't follow a narrative. Tyler will just cut straight to what is in my best interest, and what's in his best interest? To team up with Memphis after Christmas leaves. We can't risk that happening. Therefore, Tyler must go. Whereas Christmas, they know, will follow the narrative. She will go along with her own feelings. They know she's going to come after Cody, but at least they know where she's going to be and what she's going to do. So I do think even this late into the game, it is beneficial to still have a narrative crafted around your actions to try and make sure that it makes sense to everyone around you so that they can feel comfortable gauging where you might go. But don't actually be beholden to that, right? Like if you're Memphis, sure, have a narrative, but then don't be so stuck in your narrative that you actually make the mistake of putting Christmas on the block and letting them flip against you.
Right. Or just be better players and create a narrative that is satisfying for everyone and explain your moves and be like, look, this is what it needs to be this week. This is what happened. This is why I feel like you probably will be coming up to me. So you need to go on the block. There's 5 people left. You can say anything that you want to. Part of the reason that Derek was such a good player is because he was able to spin anything that he wanted to in a way that he wanted, and people were like, oh yeah, well yeah, I can see that. As you're going out the door, they'd be like, oh yeah, all right, thanks Derek, bye. Like, I need more of that energy. That's what I need. I need for people to just be self-interested.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Also, craft a narrative for us. That's what Dr. Will did. He just made stuff up. He just told us some nonsense in the DR that we all bought, and he gave us a nice little story to go along with his like pre-gamed let's share the money game in All-Stars, and it was great. We loved it. Just give us a fun narrative about like how you're gonna get put up every week, and like hi, they're so stupid for not doing it, even though we've done some things. Give us some narrative. Work on us a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason that so many of us are so down on the season now, is because like we're sort of like left with a bunch of like covert type players people that do like, that don't want to be flashy, the people that don't want to do stuff like that, the people that don't, whether it's because they don't want to do it because for their game or because they don't necessarily have the talent to do that, because I think that is a talent, that's a charisma that it takes that some players just don't have. So they would rather hide in the shadows, do all of the low key stuff. And now that's why we're left with Memphis, Enzo, Cody, Nicole, and Tyler is out the door. So that's why we're still like, oh God, again. But I mean, that was the way that the cast swung this season. So unfortunate, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. All right, that's what we got for you. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Amon?
No, I each day that passes is another day that my heart heals a little bit more from losing Devon. Yes, I'm going to bring her name up again, even though she's been gone for a while. I am sad to see Tyler go. I wish that he could have done better this season. I thought that he had a really good shot at winning, but alas, it wasn't in the cards. I am not someone that subscribes to the narrative that just because someone does poorly on their second time around, that it erases all of the stuff that they have done their first time around. Tyler was a good player then. I still believe he's a good player now. Maybe all the cards weren't dealt in a good way. And he also shot himself in the foot quite a lot. Not just him as a break kid. So it sucks to see him go, but I mean, kind of also what he deserves. So there's that. And I hope that we get a jury house segment tonight. I would love to see Ian and Devon and everybody's in the jury now. Danny and David and Kevin.
I mean, really,
all those people. I like.
What else are they going to show tonight?
Right.
There's nothing.
They're going to show us the star feed. That's all you can show us. Like, nothing happened.
They're going to give us one of these. Oh, maybe we will keep Tyler. But you can only show one of them. What else do you got? Nothing.
Yeah.
Get some jury house.
Crazy last minute thing happens, even though they still can't even show up because they never show us the Thursday happenings on the Thursday episode. So we wouldn't get anything new until Monday anyway if something did happen. So yeah, we gotta see the jury today. So I'm really, really excited about that.
All right. So that's what we have for you. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can find me later on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I will be streaming later today, probably when the feeds go down. And I'll talk about the stock watch. We'll talk about scenarios for next week and who you should maybe buy, who you should maybe sell. I feel like the stock watch is at this point way more fun than show. It's more intrigue. Who knows? I don't know.
One of these years, man, I'm going to do well in that stock.
So check out the stream later today. We'll hang out, we'll have some fun. It's twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother.
When are you going to give your subscribers that Among Us stream? You know they want it.
It'll happen. We played a little game the other day.
We did. It was fun.
I murdered you in a hallway.
You did.
Yeah.
Wonderful. This is the content that you guys are missing.
Yeah. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for more murdering and lying on Twitch. I'll be back tomorrow morning to update you on what happens today. Later tonight, we will be live with a recap of the eviction. And then tomorrow, I think we've also got the slop and plenty of coverage, coming your way. Plenty of hanging out, plenty of having fun. Check it all out. Amon, what are you up to? Where can people find you?
You can find me at Amon at when I haven't really done much this week. I was on Bryce's podcast, but that's an update podcast that essentially do what Taren does, but for Bryce, and it's like a lot more like quicker updates. So if you guys have already watched this, you probably won't be inclined to watch it. But other than that, yeah, that's it.
All right. Thank you guys again for joining us. I'll see you next time.